Please rise for pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the special Board of Supervisors meeting, November the 18th, 2022, to do the final canvas on the election. Okay. Is there any changes to the tentative agreement?
Agenda?
To the agenda, what did I say, the agreement?
That's okay.
Agreement, we're having a meeting.
I have none.
Okay, we shall move on to discussion and vote about the corrected canvas for the November 8th, 2022 general election.
Okay. I guess I get to speak on that.
Yep.
This is our corrected canvas. This follows the second administrative recount for the four ballots that should have been counted in three of the precincts. So those four ballots were added in, and today's canvas follows all of that. And this is the report that will be sent up to the Secretary of State. As for all county candidates, there wasn't a majority of the positions did not have any competition, but everybody retained their position. And then plus we've got soil and water and ag extension. And soil and water had to fill a vacancy in there too. So all of those winners are, let's see, Board of Supervisors is Tom Broker, County Treasurer Janelle Nally Longquist, County Recorder Natalie Steffner. Since she was appointed to fill a vacancy, she will be sworn in next week. And then the County Attorney Lisa Schaefer, Soil and Water Conservation District Commissioner, we got Brian Messer, Maureen Hutchcroft. Soil and Water Conservation District Commissioner to fill a vacancy was Josh Nelson. And County Agricultural Extension Council members are Erica Brewer, Dean Van Ness, Barbara Kerr, Brenda Wishmeyer, and Dwight Byerly. And then all of our state and federal results will be sent up to Secretary of State's office so that they can do their final canvas probably later this month. Today is the last day. We have to stay open till 5 o'clock for anybody that might want to request a recount. I've done enough recounts, so I hope we don't have another one, but I'm going to keep my finger on it. Who knows?
Nobody yelled at me at the forum this morning, so I'm not going to be requesting a recount.
Okay, not
but it was
locally.
Up in the air until then.
Yeah, the biggest one we might have is for a state office, so we're still waiting to hear about that. There has been a few counties that have received recount notices, so we'll see how that goes. Other than that, everything shows up on the reports, and that's what we will submit to the Secretary of State's office.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Motion to approve the corrected canvas.
Second.
Terry Johnson.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, if we have any public input, they can, if they're online there, they can call at 319-753-8203 extension 4, or they can email board@dmcounty.com, and we'll give you 2 minutes to do that.
You know.
Stuart, you have anything to say?
Okay. You sure?
No, I guarantee it.
But you just said something, Stu.
Well, yeah.
You have to respond to them.
And I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Soil and Water District Commissioners, what exactly are their responsibilities or duties?
If you asked me that several years ago, I could have told you.
I should know, but I don't.
Because Soil and Water is out there by, their office is out there by Horse and Hound, and I believe they work a lot with, I think farmers and stuff.
They do a lot of quarters on that.
Yeah, like terracing and doing all of that kind of.
Okay, and then they do the sampling on the soils.
Somebody asked me and I couldn't answer them.
And that's something we've got, you know, I've had a couple people ask me about this solar stuff going in. And they're wanting to make sure that we don't let the county use some of this prime ground, you know. So, there might be something done there.
What was Maureen Hushcroft's maiden name?
McLaughlin.
Boy, that sounds familiar.
Or it was McLaughlin, that was her maiden name, Fosdick is.
36.
Her family still lives.
Okay.
They farm right across the road from where we live now. Francis McLaughlin was her dad.
Hey, just want to say, did a good job this morning, Tom.
From Minneapolis that.
You didn't hear, so I'm not gonna.
Went out with a friend of mine, and I can't remember his name. What? Who?
You're on Poway Care.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. I just trying to, because it names
off of me. Just to know where you were going with that.
And I couldn't remember. Well, yeah, I.
But yeah.
Who was it?
She was from Minneapolis.
All I remember, it was a Marine, and she used to date, or maybe she married him, I don't know, a friend of mine. And it's been long enough ago, I don't even remember the friend's name, but I just remember the name Marine, so. So for what interest that is, so that's a.
Okay, the 2 minutes are up, so.
Thank God.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and sign these.
Okay.
Should we adjourn first?
Yeah, you guys have a lot of signing to do. I don't think the public wants to sit there and watch you sign all those documents.
With an aye, we're out of here.
Aye.
Aye.